From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In the Rose Garden this evening, President Obama was joined by the parents of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was released after being held by the Taliban for nearly 5 years. The president says the U.S. has an ironclad commitment to bring home its prisoners of war.
As Commander-in-Chief, I am proud of the service members who recovered Sergeant Bergdahl and brought him safely out of harm's way. As usual, they performed with extraordinary courage and professionalism, and they've made their nation proud. Right now, our top priority is making sure that Bo gets the care and support that he needs and that he can be reunited with his family as soon as possible.
His father, Bob Bergdahl, says his son's return to freedom will be tough.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa al-Thani, the complicated nature of this recovery will never really be comprehended.
In exchange for Bo's freedom, five prisoners at Guantanamo Bay will be transferred to Qatar. The State Department has confirmed that a U.S. citizen helped carry out a suicide bombing in Syria this week. NPR's Hanzila Wong reports that the American was a 22-year-old man from Florida.
Moner Mohammed Abu-Saha is the first known U.S.-born suicide bomber in Syria since the conflict there broke out 3 years ago. Abu-Saha grew up in South Florida. In middle school, he played on a basketball team as a power forward with Todd Fennell of Vero Beach, Florida.
He was a fairly popular kid. He was a very nice guy, very outgoing. He definitely wasn't afraid to speak his mind.
Fennell remembers Abu-Saha as one of the few Muslim students at their middle school. Late last year, Abu-Saha traveled to Syria, where this week he took part in a suicide truck bombing against the Syrian government. Hanzila Wong, NPR News.
President Obama says new rules curbing greenhouse gases from power plants are essential to protect the health and well-being of Americans.
This week, we're unveiling these proposed guidelines, which will cut down on the carbon pollution, smog, and soot that threaten the health of the most vulnerable Americans, including children and the elderly.
The president speaking in his weekly radio address this morning. But in the Republican response, Senator Mike Enzi says the president's energy policies are bad for the economy.
The administration has set out to kill coal and its 800,000 jobs. If it succeeds in death by regulation, we'll all be paying a lot more money for electricity if we can get it.
President Obama says the Environmental Protection Agency is building on the efforts of many states, cities, and companies to reduce carbon pollution. The rules will be announced on Monday. This is NPR News. A $40 million settlement paying college football and basketball players for the use of their likeness in NCAA-branded video games is now complete. The payouts go to more than 100,000 athletes, including some current players, for using their likeness in games made by Electronic Arts featuring college teams. Payments could range from $48 to $951 a year, but the deal does not include the NCAA. The case against that agency is set for trial early next year. Thousands of people are collaborating this weekend on civic projects at more than 100 events across the country. NPR's Julia Bailey reports that software programmers or hackers are teaming up with local government agencies to develop technological solutions to local community problems.
The aim of the hashtag Hack for Change events are to make certain government data more accessible. For example, one of this weekend's events is taking complaints about financial products and services from a government database and making that data more accessible to consumers. One of the organizers, Todd Kozane, told NPR the hackathon helps provide communities access to, quote, inaccessible yet acceptable government data.
This is not controversial data. This is sort of data that nobody would object to, but that is maybe sitting in a corner and actually is not being used well.
The hackathon was planned in coordination with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. Julia Bailey, NPR News, Washington.
A rare comic book collection, including the first appearances of Superman and Batman, is hitting the auction block. Among the offerings, a pristine issue of Flash Comics No. 1 from 1940, which is expected to get the highest price when the auction ends next Tuesday. This is NPR.
Support for